Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Cheesy Sasquatch. Kind of switching things over to the NFL now. Talking about my now current city team, the Seattle Seahawks. Kind of obviously some big changes that have happened over the last few months here. The two big things with trading Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos, and then Bobby Wagner getting released and is now a part of the LA Rams, which again is a division rival. So kind of a part of that trade with Denver, the Seahawks got Drew Lock, Noah Fant, and then some draft picks as well. I think they might've got another player as well, if I remember correctly. So obviously going forward in Seattle, big question mark is the QB1 position. Now, over really quite a long time, I don't know how long Geno Smith has been in the league now, but at least for the Seahawks, he got to see some field time last year when Russell Wilson went out with a finger injury. Was kind of able to keep the ship afloat there. Obviously didn't do great, but didn't do terrible, and was able to, again, kind of keep the ship afloat. They end up missing the playoffs, have a losing record, but nonetheless, they didn't completely crash and burn, and he was able to win a couple games. Pete Carroll has talked about kind of the quarterback competition between Drew Lock and Geno Smith, saying that Geno does have the leeway right now just because he's older, he's been a part of the system longer, but Drew Lock has been kind of giving him a run for his money and hanging in there, as Pete Carroll said. So it'll be interesting as the season comes closer here to see who the week one starter will be named. Right now, again, looking like Geno Smith, which would make sense once training camp starts, all the players are here in Seattle and everything's kind of rolling. We'll obviously get a better idea. Maybe Drew Lock has an amazing camp, Geno Smith struggles, Drew Lock gets the nod week one. Obviously, kind of with the information and kind of tape that we have on Drew Lock as it is, kind of seems like that might be a struggle going into week one if he is named the starter. But nonetheless, Pete Carroll, Snyder, the top of the organization, seems very confident on Drew Lock, whether that's, again, being week one starter or being kind of rotated in at some point and getting play time this year. So there have been other quarterbacks on the market. I mean, before everybody kind of settled in, Jimmy Garoppolo was, there was conversations there, though him coming to Seattle probably wouldn't have made a whole lot of sense being in the division. But nonetheless, Matt Ryan, Baker Mayfield, even Deshaun Watson before he landed in Cleveland, there are guys that were available if they did want to go get somebody, if they weren't comfortable with Geno Smith, or for that matter, again, Drew Lock. So we will see once training camp comes, if Drew Lock is able to get the job done, if Geno is able to get the job done. Nonetheless, seems like the Seahawks are going to be more of a run heavy offense this year, so long as they can keep Penny, Carson, the whole running back room really healthy this year. I know last year that was kind of an issue really across the whole NFC West, interestingly enough. Cardinals dealt with injuries to their running backs. Akers didn't come back till later in the year for the Rams. And obviously for San Francisco, Raheem Mostert goes down early again, and they have to lean on some of their young guys. And then obviously for Seattle here as well, they've had to lean on really their third through fifth string kind of running backs and lean really heavy on the right arm of Russell Wilson to get them as many wins as they did this past season. So it'll be interesting, very different look for the Seattle Seahawks this coming year, but you have to start somewhere, whether it's a rebuild year and you try to go for a better draft pick next year, or if they're able to kind of get some mojo going with a younger squad, some guys who have kind of been under the radar, whether it's a rookie year, second year, third year, or guys who've been around a while who haven't really got a lot of reps. Somebody's going to have to step up because the quarterback of the defense, Bobby Wagner, gone. And then obviously the quarterback of the offense and Russell Wilson is gone. So again, we'll see what happens once training camp comes closer. And then obviously the preseason as well, to see who's going to be getting those QB1 reps. So definitely looking forward to that, and hoping for a good Seahawks season here. So let me know down in the comments what you guys think. Do you think Geno should get the nod week one? Is it Drew Lock? Should they kind of do a hybrid? I mean, like San Francisco did a little bit with Trey Lance bringing him in, but also Trey Lance is very mobile. So they brought him more in those kind of packages. So we'll kind of see what happens. But yeah, let me know down in the comments if you think it should be Geno, Drew Lock, or if they should go out and get somebody else like Baker Mayfield, who still has not found a home and doesn't look like he's going to be QB1 for the Browns this coming year. So as always, drop a like on the video. Check out my other videos as well. And if you enjoy the content, subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell notification so you are notified when my content is released next. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time.